The tragedy at a Texas elementary school yesterday morning has resulted in a cry across the United States for gun control. 19 children and two teachers were killed at the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde in what is the worst shooting at a US elementary school since Sandy Hook a decade ago. The children who died were aged 9 and 10. Some of them had just received awards for great schoolwork. The gunman, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, was shot dead by police at the scene. He had bought two assault rifles and a large amount of ammunition on his 18th birthday, and he posted his intentions on social media ahead of his deadly rampage. Garen Wintermute is the director of the Californian Firearm Violence Research Centre and joins us now. Good morning, Garen.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. This is obviously another shocking event. Is there any sense that the two sides of this debate in the US, if that's the right way to describe it, are going to come together here and somehow get some legislation passed?
I would describe it a different way. The irony is that the middle of the road is really quite broad here. Most firearm owners support what we call extreme risk protection orders, an intervention that might have reacted to this young man's face, social media postings and prevented the shooting. Most gun owners support having a background check on all purchases of firearms. The battle is between the extremes, unfortunately.
Right. And just to update us on, so there is legislation before Congress that would deal with background checks. It's been there for some time. The Democrats control Congress, albeit with a slim margin. Why can't they pass it? Is it the filibuster issue?
Well, it is in part that. I think it's a bit of an oversimplification to say that the Democrats control Congress. Nominally, they do, but there is a huge amount of variation among Democrats in positions on this issue, and the majority is slim enough that if one or two Democrats in the Senate say no, the Senate's answer is no.
So will the public outrage, and we're seeing it boil over in the press conference this morning with Beto O'Rourke, will that public outrage prompt some of those Democratic politicians to change their minds?
Remains to be seen. We have had conversations like the one you and I are having right now for decades in this country. Is this the one? Is this the one that's going to prompt policymakers to do something? And no one has been. So I've switched to a different sort of question. Rather than asking, is this the time when policymakers will do something? I ask each of us here, is this the time when I will do something, when people will make a commitment to say something if they see something like this young man's posts? If we rely on leaders to lead, the job will not get done.
Right. Well, that is interesting that there would be people giving up on the politicians now, that it simply is too difficult to resolve politically.
And that has turned us to other sorts of solutions. Let me inject a positive note. So rates of violence are very high in big cities in the United States, and that's not unique to us. There are very effective programs implemented at the community level with community input and design that are very effective in preventing urban violence. We've found some strategies that are effective in reducing risk for suicide. And these interventions require money, but they don't necessarily require policy change.
And just to remind people, I mean, the cultural element of guns and the history in America makes this far more complicated perhaps than some other countries, doesn't it?
It so much does. We're on radio, so you can't see me chuckling. I have a very close friend and colleague, close research colleague, who's Australian, whose entree into this field was, what is it with you Yanks and your guns? And I said, help us answer the question. Here's the point. The United States is not a uniquely violent people. our rates of assaultive violence generally are sort of run-of-the-mill for wealthy nations. What we have that sadly sets us apart is unparalleled access to a technology that changes the outcome.
Garen, thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate your insight this morning. That is Garen Wintermute, the director of the Californian Firearm Violence Research Center.